And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is emotions and intuition. Each of my guests is explaining the role of emotions and intuitions in our behavior. My next guests are experts on creative thinking and trend spotting. They'll make their case for the revival of faith from their latest book titled The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power. And if you have any questions or if you want to call in and just talk to our guests, you can call us at 639-0008. Cece Sewell and Mark Brenner are recognized as America's and Europe's leading experts on creative thinking, advanced trend spotting, health, and perceptual power. The pair have been featured on ABC, The New York Times, The New York Observer, Fortune Magazine, CNN Money, and other American, European, and Asian media. Cece and Mark have successful coaches who share their personal experience, their proven track record of success, and their acquired knowledge. They help highly successful people maximize their current success and unleash their enormous creative power required to activate the advanced trend spotting abilities and catapult them to be further ahead. Mark holds his MBA from Israel, and Cece is working towards a doctorate in psychology here in the United States. Joining us from New York, welcome, Cece. Welcome, Mark. How are you both today?
Wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you guys for being subject matter experts. So let's dive into it because your book is very heady and there's a lot to go through. The premise of your book is, of your teachings really, is that we can unlock our God-likeness. And a lot of people with self-help books and business books in particular shy away from mentioning God, religion, or spirituality. You sort of embrace this. So give us your perception on unlocking our supreme power.
Right. Well, God-likeness is really supposed to be that which is all-powerful, creative, good, successful. You know, I mean, God is really the ultimate standard for success in life. And so we use the word godlikeness not so much from a religious perspective, but more from because it's come to mean something in our culture. You know, God is that which is almighty. So godlikeness, you know, basically is the word that we use instead of listing all of the positive things that we're speaking about.
Got it. So it's an all-encompassing point. Mark, you wanted to say something on that?
For us, basically, God is the original cause of any effects that we experience in our life, and this way we should see it.
Right. Like, you know how the universe started with the Big Bang? Well, what initiated that? You know, so when we say God, we don't necessarily mean a personal God. We're referring to the first cause, almost like Einstein's God, if you will.
All right. Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Now, in your book, you discuss certain things that every great leader and every great statesman knows. I'm going to ask you to bring this around to current events right now because Steve Jobs just died yesterday. His eulogy is all over the news today. In what ways does Steve Jobs embody the traits that you discuss in your book?
Well, you know what we say? We say that when you don't have an empowering mindset, everything can get in your way. And when you have an empowering mindset, nothing can get in your way. Clearly, Steve Jobs had an empowering mindset. I mean, he definitely is the embodiment of creativity. Look at what he did with Apple. And that's what we try to do. We try to help people become much more creative, ignite their creative genius, you know? And, you know, another element of the whole Steve Jobs thing is that he also was physically ill for quite some time.
Yes.
You know? And, you know, and our system tries to ignite creativity while also maintaining as much as possible, you know, perfect health, too.
Well, so our system, I would say, allowed to see in any obstacles, what we call obstacles or challenges, just catalysts for growth.
Right. So really, every challenge that we face as human beings is really an opportunity to catapult us to another greater, higher level of being or, you know, even send us in a different direction completely for our benefit. And it's only when you change your focus that you'll begin that when you see problems or challenges as catalysts for growth, you change your focus and actually begin to see the benefits. And then, obviously, at that point, your behavior changes, as do the results that you secure.
And we do believe that Steve Jobs, like many other leaders, understood this.
But without a doubt he did. So take us through it then. Do a little consulting over the air with me, please. I'd like to be more Steve Jobs-like myself. So what can I do to
No
problem, huh? All right. Well, give me a more empowering mindset then. I really, you know, want to be in a position where nothing gets in my way. So how would I empower myself to think more like Steve Jobs?
Okay, well, first of all, you know, as science continues to unveil, we see more and more each day that the world is driven by order. And although we don't always know this order or we can't always detect it ourselves, that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. You know, elements of our physical universe, of the human body, there were times when that seemed chaotic until we gradually, you know, science gradually began to unveil the order with which everything functions. And, you know, I would say that there's a lot more to be learned, and science certainly hasn't figured everything out yet. We're still in the process of discovering how every element of this world works. But once you come to understand that, you know, the world is an orderly, law-driven mechanism, you start to interpret events differently. You know, inherent in believing in chaos, you know, whether it's subconscious or an explicit belief in chaos, comes anxiety, not finding meaning in events, reacting in ways that may not serve your highest interest, interpreting challenges as obstacles that maybe can't even be overcome. But when you understand that things are law-driven and this law is not, you know, this order or power that drives all this order is not punishing or negative, then you start to look for the benefits in things and interpret reality in a way that is much more empowering. And again, this is going to affect how you act and react to everything from you know, large things to just your daily mundane issues.
It changed biochemistry of you, not only mind, but all your body. Mm-hmm. It's obvious.
All right. So it affects my mind. It affects my body. My guests, C.C. Sewell and Mark Brenner, they're the authors of the book, The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power. But C.C. and Mark, I want to challenge that just a little bit, because right now one of the greatest theories in science is chaos theory. And chaos theory is what's helping us explain at a molecular level what's going on with protons and neutrons. And that is the, if you will, the building blocks of life. So if there is chaos at that fundamental level, that elemental level, how can there be order in the universe at large?
Right. Well, you know what? A lot of things that, you see how they're calling that chaos now? It's really because most likely they don't understand what's underneath it. We haven't, like I said, we haven't figured everything out yet. And as we probe deeper into the universe, you know, there are questions that we can't yet answer. And any time the human mind can answer something, they say, oh, it's chaos. Oh, it must just be probabilities, you know. And you know, give us another 20 or 30 years and we'll know what's causing those probabilities. And we'll find that maybe that isn't quite chaos. But to say that we've figured it out already, there's some sort of arrogance inherent in that a little bit.
That slows us down probably as well, this arrogance. In our research.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, I would say that chaos is it's based on the arrogance that we already know everything, and we just don't.
No. This we know, right?
No, definitely not.
Years ago, nobody spoke about cellular phones or any other thing. Today, it is one of the devices that we're using on the daily basis.
That's a very good example. My guests are Mark Brenner and C.C. Sewell, and they're the authors of the book, The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power. One of the things that I liked about your book is that you can activate your supreme power to really maximize our investments in stocks and other financial instruments. I want to learn how to do that. So give us the short course on how we can use our supreme power to be more wealthy through our investments.
First of all, we'd like to say that investing or trading without accessing what we call the best consultant is like playing Russian roulette. You know, it may work out in your favor sometimes, but that one black swan will kill you. It will wipe you out. So, you know, I would highly suggest that people go to activatemypower.com. We have a special promotion for your listeners where they'll get 3 free videos if they take a look at the book. Again, it's activatemypower.com/Billy HTML. You'll get 3 free videos that discuss this. But what I want to tell you about the best consultant is that human knowledge, again, is very limited. Even the best prediction models in finance don't take black swan phenomena into account, mm-hmm. which means that, you know, using the best, most updated models, you are still strongly jeopardizing, you know, your investments.
You still have to learn, and you have a lot to learn.
Right. But by accessing the best consultant, what you do is you take all of your, you know, scholastic knowledge, your academic experience, your life experience, everything that you know, and you sort of combine that with the less tangible knowledge, that which is unknown, and use that to guide your decisions, and your success is just much greater in all aspects of life, but that includes your investments.
So my inner knowledge there really will direct me to choose the right stocks and the right bonds that will make me a fortune down the road?
Not this way exactly. When you combine your knowledge from what you learn for Ivy League schools, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your experience, all together, it will come in some kind of synchronized way and will give the best positive results.
Right. You'll be guided. You know, that intangible, it's more than a gut feeling or a gut instinct, but you'll just make better decisions overall. And plus, when you go into the silence and access the best consultant, you know, that also better synchronizes all of the knowledge that you have in your brain, literally.
You will experience what Albert Einstein called inspiration, put it this way.
All right, that is a good way to put it. So in your book, your book is based on, and your teachings are based on breakthroughs in training our mind and our brain for both power and success. So first of all, differentiate, if you will, between the mind and the brain.
Right, well, the brain is the actual organ with which we think, and mm-hmm. then the mind is all of the conscious activity, you know, that organ produces.
All right. So then it brings us to the second point. What are some of the breakthroughs in the mind and brain training that you have found?
Right. Well, basically, you can literally transform the way that you think because, you know, all of our neural networks are set up according to our predominant thought patterns. So what you can do is you can meditate on, you know, on what we share, which is an empowering perspective, and literally rewire your brain to better serve you so that you don't react to challenges or negative things in ways that create stress, which actually kills neurons, but instead you see things as cohesive, holistic, you look for the opportunities in things, and you gradually restructure your entire mind and brain to serve you, to empower you, to benefit you. In all aspects of life, whether it's your relationships, your finance, in business, anything.
You became solution-oriented person more than problem-oriented.
And that's always a good way to be, is more solutions-oriented. I begin to see the differentiation there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as you look at the lessons that you have in the book, you teach a way to eliminate failure forever. And so how do you eliminate failure by transcending some of the most limiting beliefs that we have? What are those limiting beliefs, and how do we get beyond them?
Well, you know what I would say? One of the more limiting beliefs, let's say 19 million people suffer from depression, 40 million suffer from anxiety. You know why? Because since the 5th century, everyone has been led to believe that we're sinful, fallen creatures.
Okay.
You know, and this accounts for these statistics, along with the excessive worry, self-sabotage, and low self-esteem we see everywhere today. Our system helps you uncover these kinds of outdated, limiting beliefs so you can transcend them because, you know, what they do subconsciously is cause a lot of self-sabotage. It's really we give the only logical, natural approach that solves these kinds of problems while strengthening all the other aspects of your life. That's just one of those limiting beliefs that just permeates our society and, you know, has served its function. It no longer, we call it outdated at this point.
Well, let me ask you a question, if I can, about that, because the whole idea of original sin, it's a construct of St. Augustine, but that is mostly a Western religious view. What if you are Tibetan? What if you are Hindu? What if you are Taoist? You wouldn't have that tradition to fall back on. And yet we have Taoists that are depressed. We have Taoists that suffer from these problems. So talk to me about that a little bit more, because you're talking about just a Western construct, and that's only maybe 1/7 of the world's population.
The reason anyone is ever depressed or anxious is because of the way that they're interpreting reality, their life events, their situations.
The challenges.
Yeah. It's all, you know, it's all based on the way that you interpret the stimuli that you're encountering.
If you realize that all challenges, quote-unquote, they're really catalysts for your expansion, for your growth, you start seeing opportunities, you're not anymore depressed.
You interpret things differently.
All right. That makes sense. I'm talking to Cece Sewell and Mark Brenner. They're the authors of the book, The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power. Mark, Cece, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power?
We want them to apply the knowledge that we share to any aspect of their life that either needs improving or that they want to excel in. It is a very comprehensive, logical, cohesive worldview that can serve any area of their life. You know, give them more confidence, more knowledge, more power, and retrain themselves for absolute, limitless success in everything that they do.
All right, and that sounds great. Now, if my listeners are intrigued by what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They can go to activatemypower.com/billy.html. The first 50 people to get the book will receive 3 free videos about subjects that we discussed today and that we also share in the book.
Oh, that is great. And what a wonderful offer for my listeners. Thank you very much for doing that. My guests have been Cece Sewell and Mark Brenner. We've been talking about their book, The Science of Activating Your Supreme Power. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.